All right, very happy to welcome back to the network Brian McBride. Of course, fantastic striker with the United States men's national team. First ever pick in the MLS by the Columbus Crew, and of course, very successful in the Premier League as well. He's here to talk about how he's teamed up with Allstate in a partnership with the United States Soccer Foundation's Pass Back program, and we will definitely get to that. But, Brian, the news, your old club at Goodison there, the Toffees, have let Roberto Martinez go. I think we kind of saw this coming, and then after last night, what happened with Sunderland. As a former Toffee man yourself, what did you think about this?
Well, I think it's a sad, sad period. You know, it was pretty exciting when he came in. I know he had a pretty extensive resume with Swansea and Wigan, of course. Unfortunately, Wigan goes down. So bringing him in was sort of not a chance, I wouldn't say, because everybody saw him as, you know, one of the best young managers. And certainly the first year was very exciting. I think if you look back on it, a colleague of mine, Shaka Islop, brought up a great point, you know, that there's stability in defense that Moyes had really put through that club, along with his ideas, really meshing that first year. And unfortunately, the next 2 years, as you saw the talent grow and the quality in the team grow, the results just didn't seem to follow. And, you know, whether it's, ideas just not coming across correctly or just getting it not necessarily correct defensively, in the end, I think, you know, you look at the past 2 years and the group of players he had on the field, you can understand why Everton thought it was time for him to go.
And the funny thing is, too, Brian, is this isn't like bringing in a foreign manager who's unfamiliar with the country and the language. I mean, this guy, as a kid, went to Wigan, and only felt fitting to bring him the FA Cup. Years later, he's done what you do on TV. He's highly articulate. I still think he's a good coach because he's such a bright guy. So how much do you put on the players? And because he can't go out there and put on, you know, football boots and kick a soccer ball around. And how much do you put on the fact that they figured that with the amount of talent they had, that the gaffer just didn't get it done?
Gosh, you know, that's the age-old question, isn't it? You want this pretty soccer, and you want the ball moving on the ground and fast and attacking. But then your ideas might not necessarily succeed in helping you defend correctly. So I think hopefully what he'll do, because you're exactly right, an extremely nice guy, very smart, understands the game very well, you know, just trying to blend in ideas defensively into his sort of scheme and how he wants to attack. I think, you know, coming back with another club, you hope he sort of makes those changes because, like you said, he has great ideas. He talks very well. It's just not necessarily things that are getting across to the players. Unfortunately, in the end, that's really all that matters because that brings results, doesn't it?
No doubt about it. And I think about the contrast at Stanley Park with Goodison and Anfield there. And of course, Everton has had their glory days in the 80s, the Howard Kendall days, when you had guys like Lineker and Sharp up front, and you were a great player for them, and then they've had some cup runs. But how much do you think anything to do with Liverpool's, at least, success, not so much in the league with Klopp, but what they've been able to do in the Europa League, how much of that in that town do you think, if Liverpool's having success and they're singing on the cop, that puts even more pressure on the head guy at Everton?
You know, I really don't think that was the factor, the reason. I think the factor is more towards, you know, what Evertonians feel and how the fans sort of, unfortunately, the fans, you know, sort of started getting tired of the rhetoric. And once the fans get tired of rhetoric and the results don't come, I think that's when you get, you know, ownership sort of looking at it in a deeper value. Certainly Bill Kenwright thought very highly of Roberto, but you think as an owner, you have to look at the whole thing. And so when these topics keep coming up, knowing Bill and knowing that his feel of Goodison and feel of the club itself, and then you add in a new ownership partner coming in. I think they probably got down to the nitty-gritty and finding out through the players really what the feel around the club. You add in the pressure coming from the fans, and really the only decision left to make is, unfortunately, saying bye to your manager.
Fair enough. We're speaking with Brian McBride, former Everton striker. And just one more question on Everton, and we'll get on to other things. We're hearing, I mean, Joe Royal. Sure. Joe Royal's going to be there for the Sunday game coming up. Unsworth's going to help him as well, and then they'll see it through. But now we're hearing De Boer maybe coming in. We're hearing if Koeman leaves his Southampton, that maybe who's a guy that you're hearing, and who would you like to see come in to Everton?
Certainly, you know, you're hearing De Boer, and the timing of De Boer leaving Ajax, you know, when it happens in world football, you sort of try and put two and two together. It doesn't necessarily mean that is the reasoning. You know, he has come out and said it's just because he thinks he's taken Ajax as far as he can go and how he wants a different challenge. But that's an interesting one. You know, it's a change for him, certainly coming to the Premier League. It's a chance, in my opinion, that if Everton want to take it, you know that he has a great soccer brain, but you always have that question mark, is he going to be able to adapt to the Premier League as a manager and fully understand it? So I'd have no problem with him. Listen, I'm a sentimental guy, Rick. I have a huge amount of love for David Moyes and respect.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to him certainly would not be a bad thing with the group coming through and now the extra money that Moyes really didn't have to spend. So whoever gets it, I think will be in good shape long run.
And when you were at Preston North End, David Moyes was with you there as well, correct?
Well, he brought me. Yeah, he brought me there.
And, yeah.
My time at Everton was short. It was only 3 months, but he brought me there too. Forever grateful.
I remember I got to talk to you at the Oakland Coliseum, USA versus China, and you scored in that game. And I asked you about being at Preston North End at the time, and you said it's the first time in my life I had a game canceled because of a frozen pitch. Just
yeah, I've had snow before, but never a frozen pitch.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we got a little bit more time with Brian McBride. Really appreciate his time, former United States striker, and we'll talk about All-State and the Passback program with the Soccer Federation. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on World Soccer Radio.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888 888- 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Effenberg und Anderson. Anderson, Tor! Der FC Bayern ist Meister! Ich fasse es nicht. Alle auf dem Platz. Ottmar Hitzfeld jetzt auch auf dem Platz. Das gibt es nicht. Ich habe so etwas noch nicht erlebt. Leute, ich gebe es auf. Ich gebe es auf. Unfassbar.
Rick Tittle, you done broke my heart, but I still take you back. You hella fine.
All right, great intro. Thank you for that. We have a couple minutes left with Brian McBride, a guy who gave all for his country. He gave, like, literally ribs and had his face smashed in at the World Cup in Korea, put his head into a lot of danger to score goals for the USA. Before, I want to make sure we get this in, Brian. You're teaming up with Allstate for the United States Soccer Foundation Passback Program. Well, what is that all about?
Yeah, it's an exciting thing. You know, I've been part with Allstate now. It's my third year in a row. Allstate actually has been a proud sponsor of Major League Soccer for 6 years now. And the last couple of years, we've done an outreach to a local club in a city around the United States. And this year, Allstate wants to reach more and is partnering with the U.S. Soccer Foundation with their Passback program. So it's a really unique opportunity for all soccer fans, all soccer players to come and basically donate either new or gently used equipment and allow some of the less fortunate to have the opportunity to have some equipment to play that they wouldn't necessarily have.
That sounds awesome, and I love how you give back. And I know you got to run, so I just want to ask you one more question. I am a lifelong Tottenham fan, and when you first played against Tottenham, I thought he's going to score against us. You weren't on the pitch for more than 5 seconds at White Hart Lane before it seemed like you scored a goal very, 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 very rapidly. But today, Mauricio Pochettino has signed a new 5-year deal, and it was probably good for him to say in the last week, gee, I'd love to be manager of Paris Saint-Germain. And then he has a secret lunch with Sir Alex Ferguson, who's told people that Pochettino's the best manager in the Prem. I guess that's good business when you're in the negotiations. But what do you think about the revival? Because I'll tell you what, Harry Kane in a lot of ways reminds me of how you played. Do you see that similarity?
That's a huge compliment. I would say that he's got better feet, and he's a lot quicker than I ever was. But you know, I think that the group that Tottenham has put together and what Pochettino has done, especially the youth that they have in the side, being able to get that to gel in such a short period, it speaks very highly of Pochettino, and you can see why he'd want to stay. I think that you can see plenty of years ahead. Harry Kane has come out and also said that he wants to stay. It's, you know, his club, his youth club, so his heart is there. So as a Tottenham fan, you must be very happy, Rick.
I am very happy. It's just a little bit heartbreaking in a year where it's not the same old Giants winning. It should have been us. It was Leicester. But what are you going to do? And actually, I lied. I have one more question for you, Brian, if you'll indulge me.
Okay.
The whole thing with Klinsy now, and I was so happy when Klinsmann got the job. We thought he was going to get it before Bradley did, but whatever happened with him and Galati, they couldn't work it out. But I tell you, for the first time since probably 1990, I can't name you our starting 11, and it's a little bit scary to me because I really follow this sport. It seems like there's so much interchanging going on and experimentation, and I know that they were panicked in Germany before the World Cup back there, and they end up finishing third. So do you think it all is going to work out in the wash for Klinsmann and the USA coming up here?
Oh, gosh. You know, I try to be the forever optimist. so I'm going to say that you know, the next 6 months are hugely important to at least get a foundation. That you need to make sure you know who your two best center backs are. We need to get a better understanding of how that midfield is going to work. And it's an exciting time in the sense that there's some young players who are the attacking capabilities to make a difference, along with, you know, a few guys that still can really make a difference. And, you know, if we get Clint healthy and really focused, I'm very excited with where it can go. But certainly there has to be some continuity and some stability in the back of our defense.
No doubt about it. That's Brian McBride, and we want to remind everyone to check out Allstate's cooperation with the Soccer Foundation here in the United States, the Pass Back program. Hey, Brian, as always, thanks for your time, man. I really appreciate it. Every time we have you on the network, and I look forward to speaking with you again real soon, my friend.
Thanks for having me, and also on, Rick. Appreciate it.